If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety. It's the Sarah and Vinny morning radio show without Sarah today. She's off this week and we are live. So you've got Vinny, Maddie, and Bob in. The celebrity trash is about to be performed by Bob here, and it's brought to you by 4 Tickets for the 4th. Right now, take the word joy and text it to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to see 4 concerts. Text the word to our contest line, joy, 20357, and you'll be entered to win a pair of tickets to Dua Lipa at the Chase Center, Benson Boone at the Chase Center, Teddy Swims at the Greek Theater, and Shawn Mendes at the Frost Amphitheater, which is Stanford. Courtesy of Live Nation, this hour's code word is joy, and the number is 20357.
There you go.
We get trash now from Bob. Bring
it. I'm going to trash you.
Trash us up.
What do you think, like, what's one concert you went to that was, like, the epitome, like, of all concerts? Like, one that you'll carry with you?
I saw U2 on Halloween. In a stadium, and it was them at their peak powers. So I can imagine there are people out there. You too. At the time, this was the best show I'd ever seen.
When was that? Like decades?
It was before I left to go work in Philly with Sarah. So it would have been mid-90s, early 90s to mid-90s.
That and is it so was freaking cool.
So good. There's a lot, though, that I've seen where I've just... Even small venue shows that I've seen where I went, that band or that person performed and the audience was involved and into it. Why do you ask?
I ask because if you are a fan of the 1975, I think you just had that moment that you're going to remember the rest of your life at Glastonbury. Are you guys familiar with Glastonbury? I hadn't even heard of it until like a year ago.
I've heard of it, but it's you know, I know it's a huge thing in the UK.
Yes, it seems like it's kind of their Coachella. That's what how okay. I'm going to brand it. And it was this past weekend, and the celebs were out, and the headliners were headlining. And what I saw a lot of content in my algorithm about the 1975, which is Maddie Healy's band.
Do you like them?
I do.
I love them, and I've seen them live before, and they're really good.
Yeah, yeah. I hadn't seen them. I think they were at a festival I was at, but I didn't make it. I never look at the schedule too closely. I just kind of float around, beep, bop, boop, from stage to stage. So I haven't seen them yet, but this was their...
You're so cute. Beep,
bop, boop. This was their, like... Their ultimate goal as a band was to headline Glastonbury.
Oh, and so they were having a moment.
Yeah, it was their moment. Like, okay. Maddie Healy was crying. The crowd, they played in the stage, I think it's called The Field, which is the biggest stage at Glastonbury. And it just looked so cool. But apparently during the show, he did a little dig at Taylor Swift. And at first when I saw this, I was like, come on. Like, this is his moment, the band's moment. I don't think that he's going to be taking time to, like, address Taylor Swift. But, like, it's kind of hard to deny. Right before he plays this song called Chocolate, which is famously a song of gibberish. Do you know this one?
I think it's one of their first hits, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an older one.
It's an older one. Okay, go on.
Yeah. He talks about how he, and he's really sarcastic on stage a lot. He talks about how he's the songwriter of his generation. And he says some might even call him a poet. which is kind of hard to deny that that's like a reference to Taylor Swift, since she did kind of write a whole album about him called The Tortured Poets Department.
That's about him?
Yes. Yeah, like every single song is about him. You didn't know this? You thought it was about Joe?
The newest album that she's released, which is a year old at this point, or is it 6 months? What is it?
Yeah.
A year?
Yeah.
So whatever. It's about him?
Yes.
I thought they were only together for a couple months.
Yes, but it's like a twin flame, like they like situationship. Those are the ones that really stick with you and like give you the most inspiration, I think.
Is that right?
Yeah. So my theory about Tortured Poets Department is that she is using Maddie Healy as like kind of a cover so that she can talk more about Joe, who she obviously respects and was in a relationship with for a long time. But it's kind of hard to deny a lot of the themes and whatnot seem to be very much about Maddie Healy. So they were like a thing way back when, but Maddie's had a lot of drug problems. And then right after she broke up with Joe, she, fresh out the slammer, she's running back home to Maddie Healy. And they had a whole thing while she was on tour, very short lived. It was legendary. It was momentary. It was unnecessary. And yeah, so apparently he's taking a dig at her on the biggest stage of the world at his biggest moment.
Okay, so the part that you just told me about where they got back together after she broke up with Joe Alwyn, we're talking about Taylor Swift. I didn't realize that was them back together. I thought that was the first time they were together.
Yeah, it was like a thing. They've always been into each other, and then that was the first time they were actually publicly together for like 2 weeks, a fortnight.
I saw this. I saw this clip of him saying that, and he was in his cups, definitely enjoying a bunch of Guinness.
Oh.
And
I don't know if he really, I think the drinking might, it's kind of unclear. I think the drinking on stage he does might be fake.
Looked pretty real to me.
Okay. Yeah, well,
and he looked a little glassy-eyed. I don't know, but so I took it very sarcastically and like, it was, I don't think it's a dig. I think it was a fun little.
But a reference, a reference.
Definitely a reference, but yeah, it wasn't like.
I still find that so interesting that he would do that. That he would reference her in that moment. But
well, if she wrote an entire album about him, doesn't he have a, I mean, I feel like he's should be obligated to at least comment.
So supposedly they're one of their biggest songs, About You. You know that one?
Mm-mm.
If when I don't know what to think about, I think about you. It's so hauntingly beautiful. Apparently that's about Taylor Swift and it's like old.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know that.
You're gonna
one.
Have to re-listen to it on the ride home because it's a good one if you're not listening to Alice. So also during the set.
You're also, so good. You're already okay, go
look
on.
At this kid. Look at her again.
Also during the set, he shouts out some of the other headliners, including Charlie XCX, who we know had a huge year with the Brat Tour.
Uh-huh.
She is in a long-term relationship with the drummer of the 1975. George Daniels.
Okay.
So that was a little shout out to her. And she, I thought she kind of already closed the book on the Brat Tour at Coachella, but this was definitely an official end at her Glastonbury performance. She literally burnt the backdrop that said Brat like to the ground. Like it was on fire.
I have read she wasn't that great.
I am not a huge Charlie fan. There's also supposedly like beef between her and Taylor, and especially now that she's
wait
like,
a minute
much in the Maddie camp.
I want to say I don't remember the name of the tour, but my youngest daughter and my wife went to see Taylor Swift the tour before the last one,
okay,
whatever that was, and Charlie XCX opened
Taylor. Yes. So that's the thing. Most of her former openers, she's really close friends with. But she and Charlie like have never been spotted hanging out ever since she opened for her. And she's never said anything bad about her, but she's also very like political with her answers whenever people ask her about Taylor Swift.
But so there's beef.
I think maybe they just aren't on the same wavelength, which I mean, if you just look at their music and their vibes, like that doesn't surprise me at all. They're very different.
So if Taylor is not a fan of somebody, are you automatically not a fan
of
them?
No, of course not. I'm not crazy like that. I'm a perfectly reasonable Swiftie.
All right. Well, anyway, I thought because Charlie XCX had opened for her that they were cool.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of the other lady that opened who's gone on to get pretty big since then, but I can't. She was with Shawn Mendes. What's that girl's name?
Camila Cabello.
She also opened, I believe, on
yes,
that tour.
Yes, she did. And Shawn Mendes opened on a Taylor tour way back when, too.
I don't
remember which one.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yes.
But anyway,
she's
are
helped launch a lot of careers with her opening acts, including Gracie Abrams. yeah. who also performed at Glastonbury. And
is she the lady I saw in the see-through shirt?
I don't know.
That lady was dancing in a see-through shirt, I believe. Gracie Abrams.
Did she have rock hard abs and like short brown hair?
I didn't see the abs.
Gracie Abrams, famously a Nepo baby, a very talented Nepo baby of J.J. Abrams, the famous director.
Oh, that's who that is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Which, how do you guys feel about Nepo babies?
I believe that every person that can give their kid a lift up will try to.
For sure.
And I can't blame them for that. Whether or not their kid has the talent to pull off, you know, satisfying fandom.
Right.
That's on them.
Yes.
So, you know, is Gracie Abrams pulling it?
Oh my gosh.
I think
so. She is insanely good. She is kind of like she's kind of like a student of Taylor Swift in her songwriting, but she has her own, totally has her own vibe, obviously. She is so talented. She is so beautiful. Her fandom is so cool. And she was seen with her boyfriend at Glastonbury, Paul Mescal. Or Mescal, I don't know how to say it. They were making out. So I think like 6 months ago we reported that they were like seen on the street together. But they are like, it seems like they're official. They're going strong.
Well, here's the thing about the Nepos. If they're bad, people want them to be bad.
Yeah.
And they want to hate on them. So you've got to, if you're going to break through as a Nepo baby, you've got to be really good. You got to have some kind of skill set, because people aren't going to be like, oh, they're great. And no, they're not.
No, totally. You can have the machine behind you, but if you're not actually good, like you're eventually, you know, the cream rises to the top. And
absolutely.
The salt goes down the drain or whatever.
The photo is of Gracie Abrams doing the apple dance.
Yes, the apple dance at
Charlie's. Glastonbury. So that dance she did in a totally see-through shirt.
Are you familiar with the apple dance?
I'm not.
I think we should learn it and do it for social.
What is it?
It's super easy. It's like, it's just some hand motions and some hip.
But what's it?
So it's one of Charlie's bangers from the Brat album. It's called the apple. I forget what it's called. Something related to an apple. And so this is called the apple dance. A TikToker came up with this dance and it went viral because it's super simple to do. And so you know how everyone's tours now, they do that thing where every night they do the same thing, but it's a little bit different to try and get like that boost. Like Taylor did the surprise songs. Sabrina Carpenter does a different, you know, sexy position, that kind of thing. Charlie XCX's was having a different person, like celebrity influencer, do the apple dance, like on camera, on the screen.
So will you do the apple dance on the break or so we can put it on Instagram?
Yeah, for sure. But I got to teach it to Vinny first. He has to do it with me.
All right.
We got time after the show.
I'm not
today.
Really a dancer, but I'll give you what I got.
Yes. I can't wait. Yeah. But it was really cool just to see how intertwined everybody was at Glastonbury. You know, Gracie supporting Charlie, Maddie supporting Charlie. Like, I really loved seeing all the intersections. Olivia Rodrigo also performed, and she was just out there in the crowd with her boyfriend, Louis Partridge, like on his shoulders, partying. It looked so fun.
Someone texted in that Olivia did a duet with Robert Smith from The Cure.
She did.
Which is, to me, like The Cure and Robert Smith, that's a big band for me, like all time great band. I got all the records and listened to every single one of them regularly. For her to get to perform with him, mm-hmm. I don't even know if she knows how big that is, but that's rad.
She has great taste and a lot of respect for legendary performers like that. She brings out legends like that at her shows all the time.
415 says, OMG, Vin, Olivia R. did a duet with Robert Smith over the weekend and they killed it. She's so cool.
Yeah.
She is so cool.
She is so cool. And she's so beautiful and radiant. Oh my goodness. Apparently, I saw like her fandom is very young too. Like the crowd at Glastonbury for her was like the teens were coming out in droves.
Oh, here it is. Vinny, you and Isla would have loved Glastonbury because Olivia brought on Robert Smith of The Cure on stage and they sang Friday I'm in Love.
Oh.
We should get a clip of that and put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook
If we can
page.
Find it, that yeah. would, I will watch it. I want to watch it. Yeah. I'm a fan of Olivia's. She's really, she's kind of got a filthy mouth, like my six-year-old that just sticks in my side as some of the stuff she said. some of them are about falling into, I tripped and fell into his bed.
Yes.
And my daughter singing it. I'm like,
That's how it goes. And as far as pop music goes, like, she's squeaky clean compared to like Sabrina Carpenter and her innuendos. Olivia is much more kid safe, I would say.
Okay, you say so.
Yeah. Last thing about Glastonbury is that Harry Styles was also there, but not performing, just out, like, in a t-shirt and like basketball shorts, just running around.
You mean like a real person?
Just being a human. I love that.
I actually was just about to say something about this, and there's a text. Laughing that Bob thought Vinny saw anything other than what was under the see-through shirt. Love you, girl. So funny. She didn't even need the see-through shirt. Gracie Abrams, we're talking about now, who did the Apple Dance at Glastonbury during Charlie XCX's performance. She's cute as a button.
So
even
cute.
Without the nipple showing through. So actually, I did see the whole thing and thought, man, who, like, I didn't remember that she was J.J. Abrams' kid, but she's cute.
She's so cute and so talented. Yeah, I can't wait to watch her star rise. Okay, moving on. You guys fans of the Fast and Furious series?
I have not kept up with those, no.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Love to hear it.
No, I've only seen a couple of them as well, but they're still going. And apparently for the 11th and final Fast and Furious movie, they will bring back Paul Walker's character.
They'll have somebody else playing him, or they're doing AI?
AI.
Ah!
The help, I think he died during the filming of one of the previous ones, Fast 7 in 2013, but they were already halfway done filming, so they used like his shots, and then they had his brothers come in and do some scenes, and then CGI to finish it. And I didn't realize this, but they didn't actually kill his character off in that movie. They had him retire, so they're gonna bring him back for the final one, which I guess, like, I wonder if they were thinking this far ahead when they did that like, hey, CGI is only gonna be getting better, we can bring him back.
I like it.
I don't know how I feel about it, since he can't consent to it. I feel mixed.
I do see why someone would say would want to do this, but it's also just a really cool tribute to someone who's so cool. Passed. I mean, they're not going to do anything that would make him look bad.
I think most people who are in entertainment would like to see their legacy carry on and people, you know, not just get forgotten. So bringing him back is it's a tip of the hat to him, I think.
I didn't know they were going to stop those, though, because that series prints money.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm seeing 11th and final.
Okay.
Vin Diesel, and is it The Rock is also in those?
He's been in them, but I don't know that he's considered someone else would have to write in. Is he considered part of that crew? But Ludacris is in it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't he?
I think so.
You know what? We're not the right people.
No, we're not. But I just thought it was interesting. We might be the right people to talk about 80s movies. I know Maddie loves 80s movies. What would you say your favorite, like, Brat Pack movie is?
Breakfast Club is the best Brat Pack movie.
Have you guys seen St. Elmo's Fire?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't.
Oh, really?
I actually haven't seen that one either. Maybe we should do it for a movie club.
It would be a good one. Yeah.
I think it would be a
good
one.
Are we doing movie club this week?
No, not this week. We're going to wait for Sarah.
Oh, all right.
It's her. She loves it. I don't want to do it without her. Miss you, Sarah. But apparently they are working on a script for St. Elmo's Fire 2. And Rob Lowe says the script is getting pretty good.
Huh.
Okay.
Well, so, there's been a resurgence of Rat Pack talk. They had a documentary about them, and a lot of them have like come to grips with it. They didn't like the term Rat Pack. They felt like it hurt their careers. So I'm glad to see them like, okay, it was actually cool, and let's go do something together again.
Yeah, Rob Lowe looks like he's barely aged since the 80s too.
He's still very handsome.
Yeah,
he is so dreamy.
So dreamy. Yeah. Well, that's all I got, Vin. What's coming up?
TikTok is saved, possibly, and more after these.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. Thanks for choosing us here this morning. We know that it's different. Sarah's out on vacation the rest of the week, and we're doing the show live. So Bob's in and doing great. Maddie's here on the board, and I'm trying to hold down this hosting thing. We're going to do some news now. This Alice Report is brought to you by our show on YouTube. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on the YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to smash that subscribe button.
Smash.
Smash it too hard.
I got to tell you guys this before I do weather or anything else. I saw a story about the trailer for Project Hail Mary being released. This is a book that I read and loved. This is the guy.
We all read it.
You read it too?
Yeah, all four of us have read it.
Okay. Did you love the book?
Loved it.
I mean, the book too.
Full disclosure, I listened to it.
Okay.
Because I can't really read, but yeah.
It's okay.
What do you mean you can't really read?
Like I said, I can't really read.
Like you just can't focus?
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
It takes me like a year to read one book.
It's so good. And looking at the trailer, they may have gotten this right.
It looked great.
The trailer's been released. It's totally worth a look. It's Ryan Gosling playing the role of the teacher in this story, Project Hail Mary. This is the same guy who wrote The Martian, which was starring
Matt Damon.
So there it is. It's if you're into the book, absolutely go look at the trailer. You're going to feel like they got it right.
Yeah. I'm not even going to watch the trailer. I know I'm going to see this, and I really hope they do IMAX. Like we were just talking about, it's really worth it going to the movies if you're going to go do IMAX. I bet space is really a good one.
It's early IMAX. Next year release, 3/20/26.
I got excited watching that trailer because a lot of the stuff I imagined in my head when I was reading it, they nailed it.
Aww. Yeah,
like I was like the ship looked right. He seems right for the role, and yeah, it's gonna be good.
That is the book. If you don't remember, I was teasing Maddie that there's a reveal moment where you just go, "Oh my, what?" And there's a couple reveals in this movie, but the one is, anyway, you're going to want to see this. That's not really a story. Now, weather-wise, we are still overcast in downtown San Francisco, but mostly sunny just about everywhere today. Should be a beautiful day with highs from 67 into the 70s. President Trump, is saying there is a TikTok buyer that should be revealed in about 2 weeks. TikTok had been, for lack of a better word, on the clock because the buyer or the owner is from China, and there was concern that our data was being mined and used against us. The owner, ByteDance, from China, China-based parent company, has to agree to this deal, but it looks like Trump has a group of wealthy people to come in and take over the U.S. version. So your TikTok isn't going away.
Yeah, they kept extending it like 90 days. And I was just like, if this goes down, it will destroy a whole generation. Like, so addicted to TikTok.
Yeah, I mean, I use Instagram pretty much exclusively. Well, I'm on Facebook too, both same company. I don't use TikTok.
I firmly believe two things. One, China's definitely stealing our data and going and will happily use it against us. And two, TikTok is an incredible product.
You like it?
I love it.
Okay.
I love it. There's no algorithm. Like, the algorithm is just so good. And these days, that's what matters when you're making something on the internet. It's so good. If you go on it, you scroll for a little while, it learns you. It will show you such cool things. I mean, that's where I got like all my stories from today.
So you're on TikTok. Do you want followers? Is it the same as Instagram where you're trying to get people to follow you?
I haven't started posting there yet.
Okay.
But maybe.
But that's the goal, is to have a lot of followers on TikTok.
Yeah, for sure.
For most people,
Mason's
right?
on TikTok too. She's not just on Instagram. She does even better on TikTok than she does on Instagram.
Is that right?
Yeah, she has like over a million on.
What does it mean when she says, she said something about dance lessons. So is she, Mason, a person who puts TikTok dances up?
I don't know. I don't follow her on TikTok. She does a lot of talk to camera.
That's what I
on
see.
Her Insta. I'm assuming she does similar. But
like full on face shot and she's just doing a rap about whatever.
I think we should do our first TikTok today. With the Apple dance.
Oh, we're still doing that.
Yep, I didn't forget.
Okay. These are the worst restaurant chains, according to, in the United States, according to a report. So I thought, all right, well, we've fast food, it's a thing. We all use it eventually, whether it's just for travel or daily.
Yeah, we're always talking about the best stuff. Let's talk about the worst.
KFC is the worst rated food chain in the country.
100%. No.
I told you guys my experience when it happened. I was watching the Super Bowl when Christina and I lived in San Jose, and a Kentucky Fried Chicken commercial came on and it made it look so good. And I went, I'm going to get that. It's down the street. We have one down the street. I went there and left without food because I went, I'm not eating here.
Wow. So, I love it. I love their mashed potatoes. I love their corn. I love their chicken. I love their biscuits. I love it all.
I grew up next to one. And so, you know, when you live in an area where something is, the smell is.
Yes.
And I don't hate KFC for that reason, but I went into a restaurant and went, there's no food here to buy. And I don't think they've staffed it with people who are trying very hard. Mm. And I just went, I'm going to go home. I'll go do something else.
I will say I haven't been to one in probably 15 years, but the last time I tried to eat at one, I couldn't even eat the food. And I'm not like that.
I just had it a month ago.
And it was good.
Yeah, I get like every month or two, I get a craving for KFC and I go get it.
Ideally, I would have left with a bucket of chicken and been perfectly happy, but it wasn't to be. So anyway, they are ranked, this is like TripAdvisor reviews is what they analyzed, and 7.3 million of them to get to these brands and to tell you that KFC is the lowest rated chain. McDonald's came in second and Burger King came in third.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Long John Silver's is one I grew up with. They're on that low rating. Did you ever eat there?
Man, it's been years since I ate there, but they got those hush puppies that are pretty good.
Yeah. So when I was a kid, there were a couple restaurants we went to that were like, cause my mom cooked. So we always ate at home and that was just the way it was. And there were a couple restaurants we go to. Bob's Big Boy, which I don't even think you don't know that.
Oh,
you probably don't know it either.
I know Big Boy. I don't know Bob's Big Boy.
That's the same restaurant. I think
it's the same.
Is it like the big guy?
It's the guy with
up front. Oh my gosh, my mom and I love that place. It's big in Michigan.
Bob's Big Boy is big in Michigan.
I think it's just called Big Boy there, but yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, anyway, so we'd go there or we'd go to Long John Silver's where I could get chicken strips, you know, like breaded, whatever. Anyway, I think we had to go into like Costa Mesa from where I lived. So it was a drive. It was a night out.
Big, fancy night out at the Long John Silver's. Did you ever get the big hat that they make?
Like, no,
the paper hat?
I don't remember that at all. Taco Bell, Wendy's, Hardee's, which is Carl's Jr., and Pizza Hut, all on the list of the worst restaurant chains in the United States.
Burger King was what, number three?
Mm-hmm.
I went to a Burger King the other day for the first time in years. I used to get we got Whopper Wednesday all the time growing up. And but this was the first time I'd been in one in years, and it was clean. The person who took my order was so nice. She was very, like, she was very happy to be there, and she was helping me pick out the best deal. I got two Whopper Juniors with cheese for like $4. The prices were insane. And she gave me a crown.
Yes.
And you best believe I put that crown on and I walked proudly with my Burger King.
I'm glad you had a good experience. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm saying nuts to this list. I like all those places. I can't think, there wasn't one in there that I haven't had in the last year.
I hate to, actually, I didn't plan to segue from, you know, food, junk food of all things to this, but it is how we're going to go. The weight loss drugs. Are you still on that one?
The Wegovy? Yes.
You are. You take it every day.
No, you take it once a week.
And it's a shot?
It's a shot.
Okay.
Mine's kind of plateaued out. I've got to like change whatever the prescription or something, because I've kind of stuck at the same weight for a while now.
Stung by high prices, Americans are now making their own weight loss drugs.
Oh no.
In what they're calling the Wild West of obesity medicines.
Jeez.
These people are actually trying to find the ingredients and make them themselves. That's very scary. I remember we were talking, doing stories about, is it Ozempic and Wegovy?
Yeah.
Those are the two main ones.
Mounjaro.
People are getting these and having to pay big money for them because they're not always under insurance.
Yeah, because mine's under insurance. So I would never be able to do this if it wasn't under insurance, because it is, I think I got one bill one time that they did, they mixed it up, and it was over $1,000 for
a month?
For a week. Yeah.
Do you ever go and to the pharmacy and they're like, oh, sorry, we're out?
There have been times where I had to wait. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
People are finding Chinese-made powders and mixing up their own drugs. And part of the problem with this, I think, is that they're so good. They work. And so people with diabetes, who that's what these drugs were actually made for, they're cutting their blood sugar by a lot by using these. So that's one of the issues. Is I know there are people who just want to be skinny and fit in their old pants, but I also know there are people who are really having great success with this. So in the end, they're not really saying one thing or the other about the homemade medicines, other than that's what this has come to. People are making this themselves.
Do not do that. Do not make something at home and inject it into yourself.
They're saying very dangerous.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
They are saying very dangerous.
They're not saying one way or the other.
Very dangerous. Yikes. Okay, actually, I should go to some text before we hop out, because, ladies and gentlemen, we have one full morning show without Sarah in the books.
Nice job, everybody.
We did it.
We did do it.
We did it, Joe.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Taco Bell is my second favorite. Panda Express is my favorite. Christy in Chattanooga.
Oh, I wouldn't have even thought of Panda Express, but yeah, that's definitely fast food.
I do that sometimes. I like a bowl of orange chicken and white rice.
Mm, so good.
How about exercise to reduce your calorie intake? Sounds like the best plan. Yeah, but
it's not that easy.
And this is super easy. You just inject it and it works. I love TikTok. I don't post, so it doesn't matter if I have followers. The algorithm shows me all the random stuff I like. Books, cleaning videos.
Yeah, I guess that's what you were asking me, is I don't have followers on TikTok, but I am on it every day just to get content.
I'm trying to understand. And when you said Mason has millions of followers, that makes sense. That girl hustles, and I don't know her real well yet, but as I've watched her, sort of what I've witnessed, she hustles and she's working hard and getting her own clients and actually putting ads on there. Good for her.
Yeah. Influencing.
I don't have the, I think radio was the original influencer, and I'm a fan of that. So
you know,
I'll stick
you've
to
got
that.
50K on Instagram. You could get some brand deals on there.
On Instagram?
Yeah.
No. That's just me and my kids and my wife. That's right. Not I don't want to do dances and suddenly have to, feed the beast. I don't want to do that.
You only have to do dances on my TikTok.
I don't need followers. I just look through. I'm 39, says one texter. I'm not proud of how addicted to TikTok I am. That algorithm. Yeah, you're saying it's the best one, right?
It's the best one. It's the Netflix of scrolling.
Y'all are crushing it. Hope you get laid. Adri.
Thanks.
North Carolina on the app.
I'm hoping the same thing.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to us today. I want to thank everyone again who came out to our Drag Me to Brunch show. That was a huge success. So well attended. All of the partners that helped us with that, all of the people that worked on that event, including the people at the W who did a spectacular job, our own promotions team, and certainly you, if you came, that was so fun and so great.
Thank you so much.
So we're going to hop out. Mason will be up next. Jane will be up later. You need to be listening for those code words because you've got really good stuff on offer here. And then what is the next one? 9:05, right?
Yep.
Thanks, everyone. Have a good one.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.